Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church today. It's great to have you here. I have several announcements. First is a reminder of the Perlman Court of Honor that's at 12:30 today if you signed up for it. Next is a reminder that the deacons are collecting Thanksgiving side dishes for the Bread of Life food pantry. Next week will be the last week that they'll be collecting and taking those items in. Session is meeting this week, Tuesday night on Zoom. And lastly, tomorrow is Veterans Day, so I'd like to recognize any veterans. So please stand up if you're a veteran and be recognized. We thank you all for your service. We appreciate you very much. With that, I turn it over to Tom.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you for that sweet. By the way, I missed you last week. Your sub was wonderful. It's very sweet.
I missed you too.
But nice to have you back, and you were missed. So we've gathered together in the Lord's house today, and it's good to see you. We're not great in number, but surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, and we are grateful for that. Have a guest here. Pat is a member of the Glenshaw Presbyterian Church up the hill. You see, she drove by and saw my name, and then she came in. See how that works? And then she said, "You better preach a good sermon today." So the pressure is on, Pat. Thank you for coming today. I trust that you'll have a warm welcome and blessing among us here. Let's call one another to worship. Surely the Lord is in this place.
This is my mother in the house of God, the gateway to heaven.
Surely the Lord is in this place. Come, let us worship God together. Let us rise if able. Let us join voices and hearts as we look to the screen and as we sing our hymn. together, let us confess our sins before God. God of new beginnings, we confess that we hold on to the familiar because we do not want to loosen our grip on our possessions and our selfish desires. Often we fear that our lives will be dislocated by your kingdom values, justice, mercy, and peace. Help us to wrestle with the conflicting values, desires, and pressures that confront us daily so that we can unleash our hands and open our hearts to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Only then can we fully embrace others in their pain and be embraced in the name of Christ. For a moment now, let us personally bring our confession before God. And now, friends, hear this. Though fear should beset us, though danger cause us to close and lock our doors, though troubles assail and lead us away from the ways of grace, only one thing is necessary: returning back to the promises of God and grace. And so remember that God is reaching out with loving arms this very moment. Let yourself be held. We have asked for forgiveness. Please know that in this moment, because we have asked, Jesus Christ has forgiven us. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. Together, let us confess what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Send your greeting abroad to those around you this day.
Rising. was especially beautiful.
Beautiful.
I would not have missed it. Neither would these folks. And because you practiced and got ready and sang the song, we are blessed.
Thank you.
There are listed in your bulletin some prayer concerns. We're grateful for God's presence in the lives of those that we lift in prayer today. You have somebody on your heart, I'm sure, that you're praying for. And so there'll be a moment of silence during this prayer for you to pray for someone listed on the bulletin, for someone in your heart who needs help, strength, encouragement, blessing, and healing. We're grateful that there's healing from pneumonia among us today, are they? She said, her pneumonia is great, her ribs are cracked to pieces, so now another healing. We're grateful for God's strength and blessing, and we join our hearts and our minds in God's presence to lift our prayers together. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you this day bringing all that we are, all that we have, our lives, our hopes, our dreams, our fears, our sorrows. We place ourselves and these before you in faith and hope, knowing that no matter what has happened, you are with us and you are blessing us. Give us a new vision to see that we have been given so much, and therefore our opportunities to serve and love are ever before us. Help us to know that our lives make a difference, that you put your presence in us in such a way that we can be a blessing to someone, to many. Help us to go slowly, to stop, to listen to your words, your comfort, your guidance. Lord, we place before you your wonderful, hurting world with all of its blessings and all of its difficulties, with all of its pain and sorrow, with all of its hunger, mindful that so many lives have been upended by violence or by natural disasters, floods, storms. So we bring before you the needs of our world and the needs of those that we love, that we carry in our hearts. And now in silence we pray for them and for your world. Oh God, help us to see and to know our great blessings. And help us to hear the call to be a blessing. And remind us today that there are no small gifts, that every gift is large, needed. So when we write a card, when we give a smile, when we stop to listen, when we make a phone call, when we visit someone unwell, when we encourage someone who is in difficulty, when we offer gentle, loving words, your blessings abound. So strengthen and encourage us now as we move forward in our journey seeking to be good stewards, faithful stewards of all that you have given us. So many blessings, so much goodness. We bring you our prayers in Jesus' name, the one who taught us in prayer to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We rise again in song, and the screen will lead us with the words, Be still and know. Please be seated. What a beautiful song. I've never sung that before, and the words and the tune are just so lovely. Be still and know. So now let us worship God as we bring our gifts this day. Dedicate them to you and to the world that needs your love and grace. May your love and grace grow because we give today.
Scripture today tells a story about one of the patriarchs. There are three patriarchs, right? There's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're the three leading characters, or three of the four leading characters in the book of Genesis. Joseph would be the other, and we'll hear from him in the next couple of weeks. And so the reading this morning will tell us, and the sermon to follow will tell us the Jacob story.
That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. And I'm reading from the book of Genesis, I beg your pardon, chapter 32, starting with verse 22. And Jacob is preparing to meet his brother Esau, whom he fears. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man said, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon.
I'm going to add a couple of verses from the next chapter, because when the sun came up and Jacob met his brother, we have this scene. But Esau ran to meet him, Jacob, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And then from the New Testament, this reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. "I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption to sonship. There's the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen." So this morning, I want to make the sermon a first person. Have I ever done that here before?
Maybe once.
We can't remember. We're too old to remember. I would like to share the Jacob story with you as a first person sermon. And I hope the pet will be pleased.
Now, let's see. I want to make sure we get this thing here working. And I want to put it on.
Turn mute. Turn off mute.
And now I'm on?
Yes.
I had this just the opposite.
Yes.
Let us pray. Oh God, may our gathering together under your word bring new life, new strength, new vision, new blessing to us and to the world. Amen. I hope I don't fall. My name is Jacob, and I guess the first thing you may know about me, if you don't, I'll just tell you, I hated my older brother. We're twins, the two of us. Esau, the older, he came out first, and then I came out. Two boys, twin boys. Mama said that even before we came out, we were fighting each other in the womb. And from the minute I was born, I hated him. For one thing, he was strong, and he was so much stronger than I was. He grew up to be hairy-chested with big arms, but when we were kids, he would roll out of bed in the morning, and he would do 100 push-ups easily. And I could never do more than 50 at the best, but most of the time, after 40 or 30 or maybe 25, I was winded and would quit. And from the very beginning, you know, when he was could hardly walk, he was using a bow, and he was learning to shoot, and he was killing game. And me, I was just so different. He thought having a good time was chopping wood. I was just different. I strayed around Mom when she was doing her chores, mainly because she told stories. I love to hear the stories. I was an intuitive person. I lived in ideas and dreams and possibilities and imagination. As a child, I would look up into the sky and see the clouds, and they would take various shapes, and I would make stories up about what was going on. And Esau, he was over there doing push-ups and chopping wood. We were so different. Some of the best stories I heard from Mom, though, were about my grandfather, Abraham. You've heard of him. He was the first patriarch. He was the one who first heard God's word to go, out of you will be a great nation. I love those stories. And the story about the day that God told him to take my father Isaac out in the way far away and to put him on an altar and to take a knife and sacrifice him like an animal. But just at the last moment, God intervenes, says stop, and there's a ram, and the ram becomes the sacrifice and not my father. I love those stories. Mom was pretty honest too. She also, you know, told me about Abraham's mistakes and sins. He had plenty, as we all do. We don't get to be perfect. None of us, even the great Abraham, not perfect. None of us can claim that. We're all in the same boat, all struggling. We all make our mistakes, and we make big ones. Well, a day came when my father, was about ready to die. And it was the custom for the patriarch, the father, the head of the clan, to pass on the blessing to the oldest son. The oldest son then became the inheritor of the flocks and the herds and the wealth, and was the protector of the clan and was the leader. It was an important thing. A blessing given was so important, and once given, it could never be taken back. It could never be passed to another. It was a once and done thing, the blessing. And Mom and I worked up this deal where I would dress up with a hairy coat, and I would go and pretend that I was my older brother, and I would get the blessing. So I went into his tent, and he's blind. He's old, and he can't see. And he said, "Who is it?" And I lowered my voice a little bit, and I said, "It's Esau, your elder son." And I got the blessing. And as soon as my older brother heard about it, and father had died, he said, "As soon as the time of mourning is over, I will have his life." And when Mom heard of that, she said to me, "Get out here. Go, go. Get. Run. Go back to my parents, my family, back in Haran. You'll be safe there. Just leave right now. Go." And so I did, taking one thing with me, a stick. It's all I had, a stick. And here I am headed out from Canaan and on my way to Haran. And you think that was easy? How would you like to walk from Pittsburgh to New Haven, Connecticut? With no motels, no cafes for nice little dinners on the, you know, on the side of the road. The heat, the sun, the cold, the rain. I would have been robbed many times. I didn't have anything but a stick, so all the robbers just sort of let me go. I got strong, though, physically on that trip. Many months took me to get there. I could feel my body getting stronger each day, actually. One morning I rolled out and I did 90 push-ups. Not as many as Esau, but almost. I was getting there. And it gave me time to think. Lots of time to think. Who was I? What did these stories mean? These stories about Abraham and these other people in my lives. What was the purpose of their lives and my life? What's it all about? Had a lot of time to think. Well, I made it to Haran, and then there was a whole bunch of adventures. We don't have time to talk about all those adventures and love affairs and the wives I took and all of that kind of stuff. Many adventures, my uncle, and we got into a fight and all kinds of things happened. But the most important thing that happened, and by the way, we got to have more than one wife back then, so I had 13 children. More than one wife. Yeah, two or three of them melting out here. Had 12 sons. Had one daughter. The 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel, the new nation that God was lifting up. And Judah, out of Judah's seed, some many years later, a king was born by the name of David. And later on, out of that same family, the tribe of Judah, another king was born, whose name is above every name, King Jesus. And as, of course, the New Testament says, there will be a day, there will be a moment and a time when every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that King Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. So that's part of my story. But something happened to me that really defined me more than anything else. I heard the voice of God as my grandfather Abraham heard that word go. I heard the voice, and God said, go back home. And I gathered my wives and my children and my flocks and my goats and my herds and my servants. I'd become a very wealthy man in Haran. And we began the journey back to Canaan. The journey back to Esau. And as we were making our way, the messengers came after a long period of time and a lot of traveling. The messengers came and said, your brother Esau is headed straight for you. He didn't need help. We know that. He could have handled Jacob by himself. Your brother Esau is heading right to you with 400 men. Oh my gosh, he's bringing an army. And they're all hairy-chested with big arms and tattoos, and they know how to use a knife and a bow and an arrow, and these 400 men along with Esau are headed his way. No hope at all that he would ever get out of that. That I would ever get out of that. I sent my family across the river for protection that night. And I was by a river by myself. I was alone. The river, as was read, has a name, Jabbok, but Jabbok means struggle. Do you know that river? The river struggle? That's where I was. And as night came on, I was attacked. The scripture says that it was Ish. I was attacked by Ish, which means a man. But in the book of Hosea, it says it was an angel. But who? We don't know. See, that's part of the mystery of this story. We really can't explain it. It's clouded in mystery. What happens this night? What's going on? What's happening? And so this Ish, this presence, began to struggle with me. We entered into a wrestling match. And we fought all night. And as the sun began to come up, Ish, oh, hit me right on the hip. Oh, wrench my hip. And he said, let me go. And I said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And Ish says, what is your name? And I said, Jacob. And Ish said, you are no longer Jacob, but Israel. Israel, what a name. Israel meaning one who struggles with God.
the struggles with God. You see, as you know, and as I have learned after all these years, life is a struggle. We don't get easy. Nobody gives us easy. Our lives are not a Hallmark movie where everybody is beautiful and everything turns out happy in the end. It's a Christmas story of some kind. Our lives are lived next to the River Jabbok struggle. And as the sun came up, I began walking to my brother. I had seen the face of God that night. And I began walking to my brother. And as I walked, I limped. And for the rest of my life, every time I took a step, I remembered that I belonged to God. You see, what I discovered was our struggles, which are inevitable and which are a part of every life, can do a number of things to us. Our struggles can make us mean. Our struggles can make us angry and hostile to the world. Our struggles can cause our hearts to shrivel and we lash out and hurt people. And the reason we do that is because we're hurting so badly ourselves. Or our struggles, our pain, our sorrows, our hurts can transform us and become a door in which the very life of God flows. That's our struggle. To let the life of God flow through our pain, through our loss, through our hurt. And then I saw him, Esau. As I limped, I saw him, and we, after all of these years, we came together. And when I looked at his face, there were tears rolling down his face. And we hugged each other, and we wept together. And for the second time that day, I saw the face of God. I give you a new name, Jacob. You are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. And you know that Israel never gives up. And you will never give up. You will keep limping. You will keep seeing. And you will keep feeling and knowing and experiencing the very face of God. Amen. Let us pray. God, enter into our lives, we pray, with your very presence, goodness, that whatever life gives to us, it may become a door of your very presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing hymn as we rise to sing together, May the God of Hope Go With Us, is number 765 and also on the screen. Let us join in singing together.
We are going to sing this twice.
I didn't hear that, but I'm sure you did.
We're singing it two times.
Two times. All right, good.
Thank you. Beautiful words. Now let us bless each other. Let us bless our time together as together we hear and experience this blessing. As we go from here, hear again the promises of God made long ago to our ancestor Jacob and still true for us today. I am the Lord your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done everything that I have promised.
Let's go from here in the assurance of our faithful God goes with us.
Amen.